guns were legal. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. That's what Nashville Police Chief John Drake is saying as they continue to investigate yesterday's shooting at the Covenant School in Nashville. Drake says the suspect, 28-year-old Audrey Hale, was under a doctor's care for an emotional disorder, and her parents thought that she no longer had weapons. And he says she did not know some of the victims.
We feel that these students that were targeted were randomly targeted. There was not any particular student that they were that she was looking for at the time of the incident.
Hale was shot and killed by police. A specific motive for the attack has not been determined. The Manhattan grand jury that has been hearing testimony about hush money reportedly paid for two porn star Stormy Daniels on former President Trump's behalf will not take up the inquiry again this week after hearing from Trump ally and National Enquirer publisher David Pecker yesterday. A federal judge says ex-Vice President Mike Pence must testify in the case of accusations against Trump trying to overturn the 2020 election.
Chief Judge of the U.S. District Court in D.C., James Boasberg, issued the ruling saying conversations with the former president about reversing the election result would be the focus. However, there are reportedly limits to what can be discussed. The former vice president would not have to answer to what his actions were as Senate president on January 6th. Pence's lawyers are considering challenging the order. If that happens, a three-judge panel in the D.C. Appeals Court circuit would handle it. Pence's camp says it would go as high as the U.S. Supreme Court to challenge a requirement to testify.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. A Maryland appeals court has reinstated Adnan Syed's murder conviction and ordered a new hearing, marking the latest development in the protracted legal battle chronicled in the podcast Serial. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The founder of the now-collapsed cryptocurrency firm FTX is facing a new charge, bringing the total number of charges against him to 13.
Federal prosecutors have charged Sam Bankman-Fried with conspiracy to violate the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act. He's now accused of trying to pay a Chinese government official. Some of his Alameda Research Company accounts containing $1 billion worth of crypto were frozen by Chinese officials in the fall of 2021. Prosecutors say Bankman-Fried directed $40 million worth of crypto to at least one Chinese government official after multiple attempts to unfreeze the accounts in other ways. Bankman-Fried already faces multiple charges, including conspiracy to commit bank fraud, securities fraud, wire fraud, and campaign finance violations. He's due to appear in court Thursday on the new bribery charge. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Another day of demonstrations across France over raising the retirement age to 64.
It's back to the barricades for the French. Even though a new retirement bill has been rammed through Parliament and President Emmanuel Macron has survived no confidence motions, the law raising the retirement age in France to 64 still has to get the okay from a French court. And the French are just angry at Macron. Tens of thousands taking part in yet more countrywide strikes and protests. Transportation, schools, and energy supplies are disrupted. And police are ready for more violence. A government official saying they were anticipating a very serious risk to public order at Tuesday's rallies. A total of 13,000 police are being deployed during the protests, the most ever. In London, Greg Balcon, Fox News.
An Army sergeant from Rhode Island who was captured during the Korean War and died of starvation in a POW camp in May 1951 has been accounted for. Sergeant Lawrence J. Rombadeau of Cumberland was reported missing in action on November 27, 1950. His remains were identified using mitochondrial DNA, dental and anthropological analysis. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.